Welcome back to Katie and Kay.
Always love being here.
It's really been an exciting year for Carbondale Arts, and a big part of that is art space. And so I understand that tomorrow night at Carbondale Town Hall, there's going to be a presentation of kind of the market study that art space has been conducting over the last few months. And you have it before us right here. So any highlights you'd like to share?
Well, I think it's been an interesting journey so far into affordable housing for creatives, not only in our community, but in a lot of communities around Colorado. While we are going on our own path, it's really interesting to see how that path is manifesting in other similar communities to ours. So I feel very positive. We had 342 respondents to the survey, which for our population is a really good response. About 269 respondents are interested in the space. Over 152 are interested in live work. It was also very interesting to me because 63% of the respondents were over 40 years old. And we do know that out there, there's a huge block of people under 40 that are also desperately looking for housing and maybe didn't really take the time to step up and fill it out or didn't come across their radar. So it just shows that there's probably a lot of people we didn't even reach that would be interested in this kind of housing. And the other interesting thing was over 80% of the respondents were a 1 to 2 person household. There's a lot of ways to go in the housing and the way we look at housing. And there's shared spaces, there's individual live work. I mean, you know, but the report itself is many pages long, about 40 pages long, and really gets into specifics of what people can afford and what kind of spaces they're looking for, and then what kind of community spaces we're looking for, which some of the highest responses were for rehearsal spaces and smaller performance spaces to work on performances, which I thought was really interesting. So we want to be really flexible and wide-reaching in the way we look at this data. I think that's what's going to be really important about Tuesday night, is to hear from ArtSpace what their approach would be and how they would see us moving forward.
And so they will be presenting before Carbondale's Board of Trustees during that regular meeting tomorrow night?
Yes.
All right. And other things happening around Carbondale Arts. I've really enjoyed hanging out at the Latino Folk Art Garden. It's looking amazing with that new picnic table.
Thank you. It's so great. Carbondale Arts is 45 years old now. And starting about 2 to 4 years ago, our focus really shifted into some much deeper community issues. A lot of things that normally town governments might take up. But we saw the opportunity was out there and the importance of having artists and creatives at the table trying to solve some of these problems has been very effective in other communities. So we jumped on the chance to be able to have a seat at the table and move forward things like economic development and housing and signage, wayfinding, connectivity. The Rio Grande Artway was really kind of stemmed out of economic development. What did we have? What were our assets that we might be able to create something that would not only bring our community together and strengthen it, but bring people from other communities to our community to check out? And in other places, things like art alleys and murals have been big draws. We saw that the Rio Grande Trail, the 1 mile stretch through Carbondale, it's the only place where the trail actually does go through a community so close. And the amount of participation and the things that have come out of this park project has been incredible. I mean, making parks is a huge job, I just want to say. Mm-hmm. Maybe we might not have jumped into that if we'd realized how deep it is. But RAFTA has been an incredible partner. And we've been able to make these two beautiful parks, Derail Park right at the entrance and the Latino Folk Art Garden. I see people sitting at these tables and enjoying the plants and the scenery. And Latino has huge pumpkin gardens. I have to go check. Hopefully the freeze hasn't gotten them and people could pick pumpkins for Halloween coming right up.
And in the next few years, we'll see these spaces just continue to grow and change. I understand there's an arch coming eventually near the Derail Park, as well as sculpture in the Latino Folk Art Garden.
We've got, yes, correct, arches and sculptures and some single installations that you'll start seeing along the trail, as well as we're going to begin planning on the Youth Art Park that will be going in. That'll be our final park. But the other important thing is maintaining these parks, and we do have a huge cleanup coming up. It does take the people coming out and just helping clean up the gardens. So this Sunday, we have one 2 to 5 at Derail Park, and we always provide lots of drink and food and fun, and lots of people have been coming out, and just it just helps. The more hands we have, the quicker it goes. And then on October 14th, we'll be doing the Latino Folk Art Garden cleanup, and we'll just be ready for the winter.
So two opportunities to connect with neighbors, be outside, and enjoy stewarding our beautiful town.
Yeah.
Anything else about Carbondale Arts that you would like to add?
Well, if people want to keep up on all the projects we're involved in, just stick with us at carbondalearts.com, or we also have carbondalecreativedistrict.com.
This being the membership drive, do you have any words for why people who are on the fence should support KD&K?
It's a treasure. It's really a town treasure. It's extremely important to our democracy, to who we are as a community. It connects us. Not every community is lucky to have their own airwaves, but almost any community, whether it be in the smallest backwoods of Africa to South America to the United States, if they have an opportunity to have their own airwaves, that's one of the most important, crucial things that happens. And I've seen it. I've been in Africa and come across little radio stations in the middle of nowhere, but that's the way they communicate. That's the way you can get the word out, whether it be a crisis or in celebration. And KD&K does that for us. It does it for me. I constantly have it on. And it's part of my daily routine.
Thank you.
Thank you.